This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Apple CEO Tim Cook wrote kind of an amazing essay in Bloomberg Businessweek today. "I'm proud to be gay," he wrote, "and I consider being gay one of the greatest gifts God has given me." That line makes Cook the first sitting Fortune 500 CEO to be out publicly, never mind that he runs arguably, not even arguably really, the most influential technology company on the planet. He went on, he did, Cook says, and this is a quote, "Part of social progress is understanding that a person is not defined only by one's sexuality, race, or gender," end of quote. And you can see that progress all around us, right? Just not so much in most of the executive suites of those other 499 companies in the Fortune 500. Stan Alcorn reports.
Tim Cook is a white man, like more than 90% of Fortune 500 CEOs, and less than 35% of all Americans.
It doesn't reflect at all the population.
Vanessa Cardenas at the Center for American Progress says by 2050, the majority of Americans will be people of color. The majority of the workforce will be women. So why don't we see that kind of diversity among our corporate leadership?
We'd all like to know that answer.
Donna Dabney looks at female underrepresentation at an organization called the Conference Board. She thinks we need to focus on what happens at the middle management level.
Men tend to get sponsored and women get mentored.
Good advice isn't as helpful as a hand up. Another problem is just getting on the ladder in the first place. Alexandria Walton Radford at RTI says the absence of Black and Latino executives goes back to college.
It's that these students are underrepresented at these elite schools, which is where these Fortune 500 companies go to recruit and hire.
Elite schools send a signal, especially to people who themselves went to elite schools. Dr. Shirley Davis, president of SDS Global Enterprises, says increasing diversity means stepping outside your comfort zone.
What really plays into this whole equation and why I think we have such a huge gap is because of unconscious bias.
Not so much conscious racism as people are used to picking people like them.
The typical profile of a corporate executive, CEO, or board of director is a white male, you know, in his late 40s or 50s, that's straight.
On that last score, at least, Tim Cook just shifted the needle. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.